Thus is the cat at the theatre door. His name, as I ought to have told you before, is really Asparagus, but that's such a fuss to pronounce that we usually call him just Gus. His coat's very shabby, he's thin as a rake, and he suffers from palsy that makes his paw shake. For he was, in his youth, quite the smartest of cats, but no longer a terror to mice or to rats. For he isn't the cat that he was in his